This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Former U.S. President Donald Trump says he's been indicted by a federal grand jury for retaining classified government documents and obstruction of justice, Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
I'm an innocent man. I'm an innocent person.
Trump targeted the Biden administration in a video posted on Thursday on his social media platform.
Our country is going to hell, and they come after Donald Trump, weaponizing the Justice Department, weaponizing the FBI.
Following news of the indictment, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, other Republicans such as Ron DeSantis and billionaire Elon Musk tweeted messages to support Trump.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. Russia reported heavy fighting along the front in southern and eastern Ukraine on Friday. While Kyiv maintained a strict silence about its long-anticipated counterattack, the initial days of the counteroffensive have been overshadowed this week by a humanitarian disaster after the destruction of the dam holding back the waters of the Dnipro River that bisects Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky strongly condemned actions in Kherson, accusing Russia of shelling evacuation areas after the extensive flooding. He said in a video message on Thursday, quote, Russian terrorists are trying to further aggravate the situation they have caused with their ecocide. He added, they are even shelling evacuation points, which is a manifestation of evil that perhaps no terrorists in the world, except for the Russian ones, have ever done. This is VOA News. France is reacting with shock after an attack Thursday when a man with a knife stabbed two adults and four children between 22 months and 3 years old, leaving the victims fighting for their lives, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Speaking after the horrific attack, the mayor of Annecy, Françoise Astourg, said, my first thoughts are with the young victims. There are four of them, and there are also two adults. What happened this morning in Annecy is horrifying. Astourg also thanked security forces and emergency services for responding in record time. A prosecutor leading the probe says the suspect's motives are unknown, but did not appear to be terrorism-related. Police have identified him as a 31-year-old Syrian. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Sudanese government says the United Nations envoy to the country, a key negotiator in the brutal conflict, is no longer welcome. The announcement Thursday comes just weeks after the head of the country's military, General Abdel Fattah Barhan, demanded in a letter the envoy be removed from his post. Saudi authorities said the military and paramilitary agreed to a new 24-hour ceasefire set to start Saturday at 6 a.m. Sudan time. The American arm of the world's largest crypto exchange, Binance, announced on Thursday it is suspending U.S. dollar deposits days after U.S. regulators sued the company and its CEO. Reuters correspondent Almond Lee has the story.
Binance said it has become what it called a target of aggressive tactics by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission in its pursuit of, quote, an ideological campaign against the American digital asset industry. The company added it is taking proactive steps to transition to a crypto-only exchange for the time being. Trading, staking, deposits, and withdrawals in crypto would remain fully operational. On Monday, the SEC filed a lawsuit against the exchange and its founder, Changpeng Zhao, accusing them of misleading investors.
Reuters correspondent Almond Lee. Wildfires spread in the western Canadian province of British Columbia on Friday, while hundreds of fires continue to burn on the other side of the country in Quebec, sending wildfire smoke billowing across North American cities. Temperatures in parts of British Columbia soared to more than 30 degrees Celsius this week, nearly 10 degrees above the seasonal average. Rain is expected this weekend, but there's a risk of lightning that could spark more fires. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.